opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are back here with Athena, who I am also from Garland, so I will continually say from Garland. Mm-hmm. Even though you went to Lakeview Centennial, I went to North Garland.
That's Garland.
No big deal. It's fine. We were better.
Oh, man. At what? No. Okay, so that's the thing. I think the interview is going well because I have questions about the sports and educational happenings at Garland High School. Mm-hmm. But other Garland ISD high schools, somebody has a question about video games and another person has a question about the Batman TV show. And I have to know the answer to this. Hopefully you will know from the 940. Okay. Was there an episode where some type of giant crocodilian type creature scarfed down Robin? Because I distinctly remember it because it scarred me as a kid, but I can't find it.
I feel like it wasn't a crocodile. I feel like it was a shark for some reason.
Okay.
Because I feel like that was the weird bat shark repellent.
Oh, yeah, it was a spray,
right? But I do feel like there was an episode with a crocodile at the same point, but, like, my brain goes to the shark for some reason.
I know the cartoon. Which one was it? The Batman?
Batman the Animated Series?
Yeah, there's
Kevin Conroy.
There's a picture of that. There's a picture of an alligator.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Batman's trying to get
But, like, there is a Batman villain that's, like, part crocodile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember that one.
Now, as much as I would love to continue down this path, I really would. We are here to get some business taken care of and do some promotion and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, Robin found himself shrinking. Oh, never mind. Back to you.
Did you not hear anything we just said about promotion? All right. So let's start with, well, honestly, we can start with tonight, tomorrow, Dynamite and Collision at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. Mm-hmm. And for you personally, for now, although I have questions, it's leading into Friday, Supercard of Honor at the Esports Stadium in Arlington. You're going to go up against Thunder Rosa. So a couple of things. How are we feeling going into that match? And also, one of our bosses really loves Thunder Rosa. So do you think that even though you're here,
fire him
he
now.
Might be? I do fire not have him. The authority to do such
I
a thing.
I will do it for you. Mm. You're fired.
Okay.
Oh. I hope he walks in the studio.
You know what? He's here. I'm curious if he comes out. Okay. How are we feeling about former NWA champion, NWA women's champion, former AEW women's champion? Like Thunder Rosa, lot on her bio.
Yeah, she does have a great history as far as wrestling goes. Like, she's been around for a while. She's lives in Texas, though this is my home. I'm trying to, like, put into words what I want to say because I'm trying to be, like, professional, not a evil minion overlord like I normally am. I've actually wrestled Thunder Rosa before. We wrestled on an independent show, and we had a draw. And I'm not, like, too proud to say that because I like winning, and I win a lot.
Right.
Because I am the forever ROH champion. She was one of my first matches back on the independent scene, and it was a barn burner. And I think like now with everything that I've gone through and everything that she's gone through, I know that I'm better than her. I'm not afraid walking into Supercard of Honor. She is in for a world of hurt because consistently for the past 2 months, she has taken multiple moments away from me. And I do not like that.
She took... You know, go ahead.
No, bro. I am on a roll right now. No, she took my moment away from me in Arena Mexico. She took my moment away for me to qualify for the number one spot in the casino gauntlet. I am not happy with Miss Thunder Rosa La Mera Mera. All right? I am not happy with her. And I think on some level, she doesn't realize that we are walking into my house. She lives in Texas. This is where I'm from. I have one of my first matches in Arlington, Texas. I won my championship in Arlington, Texas. I am from Garland, Texas. Yes, we keep saying it. I'm so very sorry.
Somebody shouted out Naaman Forrest, so they're in on this conversation.
Oh, boo, Naaman Forrest, boo.
See, I'm with you on that. Now, so you,
I'm an East Dallas kid, so I went to Bryan Adams. I have no, hey, I have no argument in this debate. Adams. Yeah.
We, still from the Metroplex. You,
Bryan Adams was the school that, like, preseason with soccer, we'd come on over to Dallas and have that preseason game with.
Yes.
And then we'd saunter on back on the bus back to Garland.
Yeah.
Now, yes,
that's true.
She has been the Ring of Honor Women's World Champion since Final Battle 2022.
Yes.
Which also, by the way, was in Arlington, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was curious with something you were just talking about, having a previous draw with Thunder Rosa, whether it was the match not too long ago against Mercedes Moné, and a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, you know.
First off, she cheated and went.
Okay. So there were, and I know we're kind of bouncing back and forth just a little bit, but there was a lot of discussion behind the scenes that, you know, maybe it would have been all right if you won that match. WWE's about to have a Netflix show where they go in the writer's room. How do you feel about, like, so much of a pulling back of the curtain? You know what I'm saying?
To me, I don't really pay attention to stuff like that, to be honest with you. And I don't really pay attention to what goes on the other side other than supporting my friends when they have matches over there. So, like, that's kind of news to me on some level because I kind of live in my video game world, to be honest with you. Video games and audiobooks, yay. But, like, to me, like, I enjoy the art of pro wrestling. That's it. I go, I do my match, I win my match, I beat the tar out of someone, and I go on to the next day. Like, I love that I have this amazing fan base that wants the world for me. And I think on some level, I know that that's what keeps me motivated and consistently trying to evolve with the times, evolve with the moves, evolve with the style, if you will. Like, I love this business. I love what I do, and I really only focus on entertaining people and keeping my championship.
Okay, so hopefully keep your championship on Friday
night. I will. It's just Thunder Rosa.
I
hope. I want this boss to come in here so bad. I'm throwing so many backhanded comments.
I'm curious if he comes out as well. I would love to hear him try to counterpoint.
No, but here's the thing. Thunder Rosa is absolutely phenomenal. Not as good as me, but she is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It does rub me the wrong way that she knows that we had that draw. It does rub me the wrong way. But at the same time, she has pissed me off time and time again. Time and time again, she has pissed me off.
So as you said, no doubt, defend the title Friday night. Can't help but obviously discuss the fact that All In is the next day, right across the street. Like, almost literally across the street.
Like, within walking distance, actually.
From the eSports Stadium. So, you know, might we see you there doing the things?
I don't know. I do not know. I only know what my boss has said, which is maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm more focused with getting through and defending my forever championship, you know, because it's forever.
When you say that, it feels like we're getting in that direction. We're past 2.5 years, like you said, past 900 days. I know that's always the goal, but could you have fathomed back at Final Battle in 2022, that you're like, I'll be the champion the next year and the next year.
No,
and
I feel like once, like, we started getting close to a year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be champion forever. And then Billy was like, yeah, you're the forever champ. And I was like, yeah, Minion, hell yeah, I'm the forever champ. And then, like, it kept going and going and going. And time again, every time I step in the ring with someone, they're not as good as me. They don't move as quick as me. You know what I mean? I am just that girl. I am her, as the people like to say. Yes, queen, slay. All the generic quotes and memes that you want to say, but I take...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This championship with the utmost seriousness, and I'm not letting it go. Like, you are going to have to pry this from, well, I don't want to say cold fingers because, you know, it is Texas in the summer.
Yeah,
but, warm. Like, you are going to have to pry this out of my hands if you want this. And I don't think Thunder Rosa has the guts to do that.
Now, she's got a strong grip.
For sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, look, I would be intimidated going up against somebody who held the title that long. We're just going up against you in general now that we have gotten to know you better. Now, as an aside, you've talked a lot about, you know, being from here and Metroplex pride and everything like that. I was hoping that perhaps we could talk a little bit about Metroplex wrestling.
Oh, yeah. And of course.
For people who aren't familiar, like, we've been there to the show out in Bedford and stuff like that. And I actually was going to have the opportunity to do something in the show, and then our corporate overlords are like, we're going to
say no. I'm telling you, we
got to
fire this boss.
It wasn't him. This one wasn't his fault.
Oh, okay.
It was the suits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the higher ups.
But for people who don't know, obviously this is hugely important to you. Can you tell everybody how you are involved with Metroplex Wrestling and what's on the horizon?
I am actually one of the owners of Metroplex Wrestling. I am, for the most part, been a silent owner because I want my guys and gals to have the freedom to tell the stories that they want to tell. Up until recently, we run a weekly wrestling show in Bedford, Texas. We have been rated by several news stations here the best indie promotion in the DFW area. So if you have a spare weekend, we are family friendly. It's a very close-knit group. But Metroplex Wrestling in Bedford, Texas. But I know what you're getting at here. I've been working on a passion project for about a year and a half. And my husband has been just trying to beat this into me. Like, you need to do this. You need to do this. And I finally was just like, all right, we're doing it. So August 9th, we are running our first all women's wrestling show.
Nice.
It is going to be absolutely phenomenal. We're still announcing talent as we go. Tickets are on sale now at metroplexwrestling.com. I know we're not here to talk about that, but it's something I'm very excited about. And like, if you guys have a spare weekend and you want to come support new up and comers, some you've seen on AEW TV, I will say that we haven't announced who they are yet, but we will have talent from AEW there. We have talent from all around the world coming, but it's a passion project of mine. August 9th, MetroplexWrestling.com, front row and second row are almost sold out. So, but yes. I will say that, and then I will go back to kicking Thunder Rose's teeth in. That's what I will do. Also, who knows? I might show up tonight on Dynamite and Garland.
I mean,
Collision and Garland.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You got to get your tickets and see. You know, I'm almost I'm also almost like Batman, you know? I am the knight. I show up where I
want. I like it.
And so what do you think, how do you feel about like so many back-to-back nights of wrestling in the Metroplex for AEW and Ring of Honor again? Because last year, you kind of had the, I forgot the phrase. That
we had a residency.
Yeah, a residency. Thank you very much. At the Esports Stadium. That is where Supercard of Honor is going to be on Friday. But then you've got shows in Garland and then All In, which is the biggest United States show for AEW to date. How cool is that to you personally? I know you're focused on your matches, but just to see the Metroplex getting all this love from AEW.
Look, selfishly, I love that I get to sleep in my own bed for a week of work.
Right.
I know, like, you know, we live on the road sometimes. We're sleeping from hotel to hotel, and sometimes just being, like, in your home and getting to do what you love while also going home at the end of the night is awesome. Speaking from a professional standpoint, like it's extremely cool to see like how much, like I know you're from Garland, okay? Sure. So you're gonna understand what I mean by this. Our biggest claim to fame for the longest time was being crapped on in the Zombieland movie.
True.
And they actually actually filmed it in the downtown Garland at the really crappy Chevron, which made it like worse.
Yeah.
That was our claim to fame. Like it's in downtown Garland. I'm pretty sure it's still there, but they built more stuff up around it. So that was our biggest claim to fame. So to see like Tony bring AEW and ROH to my very specific hometown.
Right.
Like, we always say Dallas, but Garland is my hometown. I reside like close by Arlington. I won't say where because I don't want to see you people at my house. But
fair.
Like it's really cool to just see so much going on, because I remember like when there was only one company, like they come once a year, but like Tony has made like the Metroplex a priority. He's made Arlington a priority. He's made Garland a priority. So it's really cool to see us like kind of get our just due. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We were struggling for a while in Garland. I remember when the first Walmart came through to the cookout and we were all like frantic. Like we didn't know how to act.
Was it Hypermart at one point?
Oh, Hypermart
was great. Okay. Hypermart was the one you drove to when you didn't want to go to Tom Thumb or Albertsons.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And then Walmart bought them out too. So
I don't know if you remember this about Hypermart. We used to make some really poor decisions. They had a daycare in of Hypermart
where
you could just drop your kids off while you shop. You didn't know these people.
You just dropped them
just
off.
Leave your kids.
And then they had the Blockbuster kiosk with the Pokemon Stadium on the outside, and there would always be a lot. Oh my gosh, we can talk about Hypermart all day. But like, you know, it's really cool. I'm sorry, you gave me flashbacks on a whole new level.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's really cool to just see how much wrestling on a big scale is in the area. And that makes me really proud to be a part of AEW and Ring of Honor, to be honest with you.
And, you know, and I want to say we mentioned the events themselves. And by the way, AllElitewrestling.com, AEWTix.com, Ticketmaster, all viable options for you. But I wanted to point out, so you've got Dynamite tonight at the Caldwell Center, Collision tomorrow. There's also AEW All In Karaoke. Starcast is going to be here with Conrad Thompson and his crew doing a whole bunch of interviews. Then you've got Supercard of Honor, which obviously you are a prominent piece of.
It is my show.
You're the main event, really, wherever you go.
And without the main event, there is no show.
Exactly. At the Esports Stadium in Arlington Friday night. Then there's a tailgate, an after party. There is All In Texas on Saturday. So it is an extravaganza. If you want to just do wrestling things for like pretty much the next 4.5 days,
let me tell you guys, like StarCast is not just like, hey, come meet people. Like you're meeting the AEW and Ring of Honor roster.
Yes.
You're meeting us. We're doing meet and greets, photo ops. We're doing the whole shebang. We're making this like Comic-Con, but wrestling version, but we're throwing shows on the back end that you're actually going to jump out of your seat for. Not the conventions where you go and learn how to make styrofoam compartments and army. No, we are doing the whole shebang here from top to bottom. Like I said, it starts in Garland tonight. Like, like I said, I'm extremely happy. I'm extremely thrilled to be a part of just this entire week.
And you don't have to leave your kids at the front, like at Hypermart.
I mean, man, maybe we should talk. Maybe we should talk to TK. Hey, can we just do a random daycare and have like the frat house group?
See what we can do.
Like, hey, TK, can we get the frat house to watch these kids, please? Let's see how that will go.
See, that should be your stipulation. In addition to the title match, the loser has to watch some kids at All In on Saturday.
I don't know.
It'll be Thunder Rosa, not you.
Yeah, it's of course.
I think the most fun is wrestling with the kids.
Here's the thing. I love like just watching kids watch wrestling.
Yes, they
there's
get so
there's
excited.
Nothing more awesome than just seeing like fireworks go off in their head because half the time they don't know what they just saw. They just know it was cool.
Yes.
They're like a big bang will happen. They'll be like, whoa. Oh, like, and my favorite thing is when they do crowd shots of kids that are just losing their mind.
Yeah.
And the parent that's like, okay, he's going to sleep well tonight. Awesome. Yes, true. We did it. You know, so it's really cool. But like, it starts young. It started that young with me. So like, I joke about leaving kids at the front, but like, it's for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of pro wrestling. We have characters, we have storylines, but like, I fell in love with pro wrestling at a very young age. You know, they're falling in love with it. So it's cool to see that kind of pass on. Like my little minion Billy Stark started at 13.
There you go.
Yes. You know what I mean? So like, we all fall in love with this at different ages, which is why we say it's fun for everyone, you know? It's really cool. Like, it really is.
And the fun in the Metroplex commences, well, really, with this.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is where it started.
It gets going tonight, Wednesday, Curtis Colwell Center for Dynamite. It is an AEW Ring of Honor takeover of the Metroplex. Athena, thank you so much for the time and info.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
There you go. Athena right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.